right now. Here comes the UFO. Ah! Oh my gosh!
Ah! Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
He's finding out that nobody gives a. I did my job, I paid my dues. Love is for fools, 'cause nobody gives a. Liberated, over medicated. It was overrated. What you want, I can tell by the look on your face. Let me out of here. I've been gone so long. Don't you know that this is the moment you're watching us throw it away? Cody.
Does anyone have thoughts on...
No advertisements. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. It's been a long time since I've talked to you guys live. It's good to be back, and we have an amazing show prepared for you today. We're going to be doing a little bit of trivia quizzes. We're going to be talking about the new tariffs. And most importantly, we're going to be going into some obscure sorrows. If you don't know what that is, it is a book written by John Connick. But since he is the GOAT, he has a website that you can visit for free. Super cool. But we'll get into all of that after another song. We're going to play Slow Town by 21 Pilots. And we will be right back.
Thank you. I remember when my brother and other kids from neighboring houses would get together. I'd ride my bike and my brother would ride his. Put cards in our spokes and make our engine sound like traffic. When using Pokemon cards, please do not use a holographic. So bold and fearless and the risk we take. Laugh in the face of gravity as it's lost. We break on trampolines so high we reach for the sky. But I do not look up anymore and I don't know why.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, everybody. I'm glad to be back. We're chilling, we're vibing, and we're waking up in Slow Town today. We're going to take it slow for today's show. We're going to be talking about some nice relaxing things before we speed it up and get a little bit more intense. We're going to be talking about the tariffs, and we're going to be doing a little bit of a quiz on the gym. So yeah, unfortunately, no youths are going to be talking on the show today, unless one of our spectators back here changes his mind. It's going to be up to him. This is his first time seeing radio and how it happens. So, yeah. Nice little example show to come back. So, let's get into the Zen stories. If you don't know what a Zen story is, it's a parable. And if you don't know what a parable is, it's like a fairy tale, but kind of based in reality. And they're pretty cool. They teach you a life lesson. So, yeah. We're going to be going straight into this. A monk and his disciple traverse a forest, the monk sharing musics of life and connectedness. The disciple, finally sensing the true meaning of life, turns to his master. I understand. We are all one. The monk nods, smiling, and they continue on their path. A tiger appears. The disciple observes the tiger calmly, turning to the monk again, only to realize that the monk is nowhere to be seen. He looks up and sees the monk clinging to a tree. Master, I don't understand. We are all one. I cannot fear myself, he calls. The tiger doesn't know that. Now get in the tree. And that is the story of two monks and a tiger. So, they say if you explain a Zen story, then you lose all meaning. So we're going to leave all of that interpretation up to you guys as we go into another one. But a little bit more of the reason why I like Zen stories is because they're super connected to mental health. And that's important because mental health is important. If you don't know, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we are a mental health drop-in center. We help youth and anybody struggling with some addiction problems or just any problems in life, because life isn't an easy journey, but it is a rewarding one. So let's get right back into this. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to go back into another song. So you don't leave us now. I know I like to talk, but you like music. That's why you're on the radio. So, let's go and find one. This music's a bit loud. Let's tune that down just a little bit. Get the vibe right on this nice Friday night. See, I'm spitting bars. I'm just like that. So here we go. A young Buddhist on his journey came home to the banks of a wide river. Staring hopelessly at the great obstacle in front of him, he pondered for hours on just how to cross such a wide barrier. Just as he was about to give up, he saw a great teacher on the other side of the river. The young Buddhist yells over to the teacher, "Oh, wise one, can you tell me how to get to the other side of this river?" The teacher ponders for a moment, looks up and down at the river, and yells back, "My son, you are on the other side." Boom. Nice mic drop right there. We're going to be going into another song, and if you think that's a little bit cringy, well, you're in for nothing yet, because this is Cringe by Matt Mason.
Lover, come over, look what I've done. I've been alone so long, I feel like I'm on the run. Lover, come over, kick up the dust. I got a secret starting to rust. She said, I'm looking like a bad man, smooth threat menor. She said, my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me. She said, you're just high. And I said, I saw you in the water. And I said, I saw you in the water. Lover, come hold me. Heads on the fritz. Body intoxicated, feelings comfortably mixed. Lover, come hold me. Could you forget? I got a secret. Digging a debt. She said, I'm looking like a bad man, school criminal. She said, my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me. Oh, we just don't blend now. All of my attempts seem to weather. Oh, I make you cringe now. Don't I make you cringe? Oh, I make you cringe now. Don't I make you cringe? She said, I'm looking like a bad man, smooth grabbing all. She said, my spirit doesn't move like it did. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. I said I'm just tired. She said I'm looking like a bad man, fool grabbing no. She said my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. I said I'm just tired. She said you're just tired. And I said I saw you.
I love being a public servant for New York State because I get to enjoy the sunshine and keep people safe.
Hey, no free advertisements. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That's pretty cool, though. I do appreciate that. It's all about keeping people safe and healthy, so we're just going to be right back. After this song, then we're going to be talking about some nice ways to keep yourself safe and healthy, but some fun ways, too, so it doesn't feel like a chore. But yeah, we're going to go right back into the music.
And financial freedom, yeah, I want your company. I need your company. I want you to want for me. I can maneuver without you next to me. It's so complex to me. What do you need? Do you need bread? Do you need this? Do you need to be alone? I can wrap this up and get the f*** away instead. What is your wish? It could be granted. You're number one on my list. See, I'm Santa. Where's Rudolph? You're parasitic. I do not have some control. I am starting to wonder. Is this my free will or yours?
To your senses.
They want me to fight the chicken?
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey! Hello, everybody. Yes, we actually did just do that. That's the great part about running your own radio show. You can do that if you want. And if you want to do that, come on by and be part of our show. We love having people from the community hit us up and just speak their mind, because that's what life's all about, standing up for what you believe in. So if you want to do that, you can give me a text at 518-291-6066 or hit me up on email at nmartinez@mhacg.org. One more time, that's nmartinez@mhacg.org. And we can have you on the show, especially if there's something you want to talk about, something, as I was saying earlier, that you want to stand up for, because that is what life's all about. And I'm going to stand up for something. The chicken jockey stuff that's been happening, just that statement, just saying the chicken jockey stuff is a wild sentence to me. If you don't know, the Minecraft movie has been released, and I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it was okay. I really appreciate the Technoblade tribute, but there's one part of the movie that people are just going crazy over in the studios. Like, they're throwing their popcorn. Sometimes the police has been called. Like, they just cause a full-on spectacle. And yeah, somebody brought an actual chicken into the movie theater. I don't know how you'd get away with that. That's don't do that, but that's honestly kind of impressive. I'm not even going to hold you. But yeah, if you want to see the movie, that's up to you. I do have to say, Jack Black is an icon. You know, yeah, it's in theaters right now. And soon it will probably be coming into streaming services. But yeah.
They want me to fight the chicken?
Don't throw popcorn, man. That's such, like, think about the janitors that got to clean that up. And the people at the desk just having to deal with that every day. Come on. If you want to clap, make like a good cheer.
Chicken jockey!
But we do have to say, we love the chicken jockey. Just not enough to throw our popcorn on the floor and bring a chicken into the theater. The other Noah seems to. But yeah, with that being said, we're going to also mention one more thing about the Minecraft movie that I really appreciate. If you don't know, in the whole Minecraft community, there was this YouTuber that unfortunately passed away to a certain type of cancer, and that is very unfortunate. And the Minecraft movie happened to honor them because they were just a legend. They were one of those people that spread contagious positivity around them everywhere they went. And they were just such an icon to the Minecraft community.
Chicken.
Might even say a legend. So we're going to skip to that.
Let's not have my jingle suck.
And you have to figure out. And you have to figure out how to survive.
Thank you for clicking on our video, everybody. If you like what you saw.
Honestly, tune into the show. Give us some good ratings if you hate clickbait. Who likes clickbait? Nobody does. That is facts. If you do, hey, that's on you. That's just
a little weird, though.
Midport Village. I got a secret staff for
the weak
loot that'll help us survive the Woodland Mansion.
Whoa. Who are these guys?
Oh, these dudes? They're the villagers.
The villagers.
They're total pacifists and vegetarians.
Please.
You don't bug them, they won't bug you. They just like to chill, trade, and eat buttloads of bread. They love crushing a loaf.
So they built all this.
So a pig walks by, and Technoblade, the YouTuber who passed away, used a pig skin.
Whoa, he's some kind of king?
See, even people in the theater went crazy for that. Not as crazy as the chicken jockey incident. We're going to actually pull up and see if there's any examples of people going crazy in the theaters. And if not, we're going to go right back in. To the music, because who doesn't love music? And if you don't, once again, that's on you. A little weird. No, I'm just playing. Everybody likes what they like. So I can't really find anything. We might be able to pull one up. But yeah, let's do it. We're going to go into some music. Right now, there's been a lot of Noahs coming to Clubhouse, so I got to play an artist whose name is Noah as well. We're going to go into Noah Khan, Your Needs, My Needs. But before that happens, we got somebody who would like to say something.
Hello.
Oh, Chicken Jockey.
Oh, yeah. Chicken Jockey.
Chicken Jockey. All right, we're going to be right back.
Oh, well, who is I to watch you? You ain't gotta tell me what it means. Trace the outlines of your dreams. You'll always be a flower on my skin. And the pain that I am in. It's all the same. Losing touch, the waiting game. Across that county line, I promise to be there this time. Right. You were a work of art. That's the hardest part. How thin like dogs in the light of the moon, holding our breath. that's the hardest part. To spiral out, to try and fold, to see a friend, to see a ghost. Bitter brained, always drunk, rail thin, so long.
Just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother, like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love of my life? She's got glow on her face, a glorious look in her eyes, my angel of light. I was all alone with
Chicken Jockey!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. And today,
We're chilling. Thankfully, we're not in
the Nether.
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 Okay, that's excessive. I didn't
hold it up high.
I didn't know it was going to be that long.
You just give an extra hand. You give your whole heart.
So yeah, we're vibing, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some boring stuff, but some important stuff. We're going to be talking about the chicken jockeys. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the tariffs and what you need to know about them, because they're real. They're going to be affecting us, and it kind of sucks, and I wish that they wouldn't be affecting us, but sadly, we cannot. I mean, we can control it by voting. Make sure everybody, make sure you vote. Hi. So, yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about it. I'm trying to pull this up right now. And while I'm trying to pull it up, enjoy this, everybody. Enjoy.
Chicken jockey!
All right, now that's just going to be getting a little bit irritating. But we're going to be going into another song. Just while I find the specifics of it, and then we're going to be talking about the tariffs. The song you were just listening to was...
Get 4 weeks free when you sign
up... Hey, no free app.
One for student.
The song you were just listening to was Golden Hour by Jake. And now we're going to be going into another Jake song, and then we're going to be coming back, and we're going to be spitting some facts. We're going to be giving you some information. We will be right back.
Oh.
Let me dead in my eyes,
dead in my
till the day that I die,
dead in my
I just wanna feel alive.
With you, I'm alive.
With you, I'm alive.
Fell in love, but it left me lonely. Tried to trust, but it burned me slowly. I didn't know what I was looking for
till I found her.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Let's get some nice, relaxing music to talk about a little bit of a heavy subject. We're going to be talking about the tariffs. We're going to keep it short and simple so you guys can form your own opinions. I'm just here to give you the facts. Let's get straight into the news. Tariffs. If it will load, you gotta love computers. Here we go. Here we go. So, in the 19th century, average U.S. tariff rates on trading partners routinely exceeded the 30% mark. And for a while, it's been pretty low. We've been vibing with a pretty low tariff. I don't know the exact numbers, but now they are getting raised to 22%, which means if a... this is getting a little loud. If an item is imported to us from a foreign nation, we have to pay a 22% tax. And this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough on a lot of things. For example, cars, they're going to get a lot more expensive. A lot of cars are foreign. So if you're looking to buy a new car, try to find one made in America just so you don't got to pay that price. And whatever your opinion is, make sure to vote for it. Because if you don't, then you're just not going to have a say in what's happening. So it's super important to vote. And let's see if I'm missing anything. Super important, make sure to check multiple sources. I'm just one random dude telling you about this. So make sure to fact check everything. Everything I'm telling you is true from what I know. But that's the thing. Not one person knows everything. So with that being said, yeah, I think that's it. We don't want to focus on it too much because this is supposed to be a place of positivity. And I feel like it's just a little bit negative, a little bit sad that this is happening. So, yeah. Sorry, I just love this part of the song, the slow fade. But now, since that heavy topic
springtime
is out of the way, it's springtime, it's party time, no free advertisements, and soon we're going to be going into summer. I don't know about you guys, but I cannot wait until summer. The weather is going to get nicer. I mean, everybody has their own preference of weather, but me, I love a nice hot summer day where you can go to the beach and just chill out with your friends, maybe pack a floaty, pack some sandwiches, and have a good time. Am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, feel free to tell me. You know, you can hit us up, tell me why you hate me and why I'm a terrible person. Please don't. Please be respectful. But you can disagree with me respectfully at 518-291-6066 and nmartinez at mhacg.org. So yeah, we're going to be going. Sorry, Clubhouse is getting a little bit ratty right now. That just distracted me. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're a drop-in center, which is pretty much like a community center. So that's pretty cool. We help youth with their homework. We have TVs. We have a PS5. All that cool stuff. But with that being said, we're going to be going into some John Koenig Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. Now, this is a book and a website that is very near and dear to me. It's a really cool website. And if you don't know what it is, we got the definition from the website, and I'm pulling it up right now. Alright. And give a huge shout out to the unnamed youth who's been joining us this show. It's his first time watching, and he just wants to kind of see how it's done. He doesn't want to be talking too much on air yet. So yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I love seeing new people get into radio. It's so much fun to do. So yeah. Sorry, everybody. I'm just getting over the stuffy nose and sore throat. It's been super, super annoying. So, the definition of the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows is this little paragraph. I'm going to read it out. And if you want to check it out yourself, you can if you want. You don't have to. It's thedictionaryofobscuresorrows.com. But let's get right into it. The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in. Joy and grief all at once. Feeling the world as it is and the world as it could be. The unknown and the unknowable. Closeness and distance and trust and the passage of time and all the other things around you and all the other people who are each going through the same thing. The Romans call it lacrimae rerum, the tears of things. We call them obscure sorrows. Very beautiful. Very well written. So these are words that just kind of refer to a weird obscure emotion that kind of call you out. I'll be sitting in my room reading it, and I'll be like, ooh, that's, I felt that before. Because, you know, every language is different. It's cool. You can see in other languages, too. There's words that refer to emotions that we don't really have. So, yeah. This one is called The Kick Drop. Now, the moment you wake up from an immersive dream and have to abruptly recalibrate to the real world. On quitting your job, falling right back out of love, reburying your lost loved ones. In America football, the drop kick is when a player drops the ball and kicks it as it bounces off the ground, used as a method of restarting play. Beautiful. Now, I am a D1 Blazer, as the kids would say of this book. I say that like I'm not a kid myself. But yeah, we're gonna go into another one, and maybe one more, and then we're gonna be going back into some nice music. Elsewise, adjective. Struck by the poignant strangeness of other people's homes, which smell and feel so different than your own. Seeing the details of their private living space, noticing their daily rituals, the way they've arranged their things, and the framed photos of people you'll never know. From else, other, plus wise, with reference to. And we're going to be going into one more before playing. Let's see. What song we want to listen to? Let's do My Chemical Romance, The Black Parade. You know, shout out to all my emos listening. So, I'm just going to pull that up. And then we're going to go. Let's do a random one. Completely random. I'm not picking this. Boom. Eyes closed. Gobo. The delirium of having spent all day in an aesthetic frame of mind. Watching a beautiful movie, taking photos across the city, getting lost in an art museum, which infuses the world with an aura of meaning, until every crack in the wall becomes a commitment to naturalism, and every rainbow swirling in a puddle feels like a choice. Absolutely beautiful. We're going to pause the music. We're going to have a drop right there. And we're going to be going into my...
Don't wait in line.
We're not going to be giving anybody free advertisement. The only advertisement we're giving is to Wavefarm, WGXE90.7FM.org. Huge shout out to them. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. You know, Clubhouse Radio, if you don't know this, we've been going through some technical difficulties. And the people there have been super, super helpful, super friendly. They've been helping us through this. They gave us some new equipment that we're going to be working with for a little bit. And without them, none of this would be possible. So we will be right back after this song. Maybe another.
He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten man? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Join the Black Parade.
We'll be right back.
Follow the click in my ear. Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow the click in my ear?
Cause you're missing out. Sunshine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today has been a long day for me, but not necessarily bad. I'm just a little bit tired. Oh, adios, my friend. The one youth that was doing the show with me has left, so now it's a low-key, chill vibe. It's just me. Take a deep breath, everybody. Acknowledge where you are. Acknowledge how far you've come. And give yourself some props, because you've earned it. I want you to think about something. Every day, every horrible, rough day that you've had, not to say all of them are, but every rough day that you've gone through, you made it through. And that's not something that everybody can say. So, you deserve some props. With that being said, we're going to be going into some fun facts about working out, because I'm on my gym arc, and I feel like sharing about it. And then, we're going to be closing up for today, and listening to some music on our way out. Let's take one more deep breath together. Don't close your eyes, though, because if you're listening to this, you're probably in the car, and that would not be good. You want to pay attention to the road. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Jimmy. I see you looking at your phone, Jimmy. What are you doing, Jimmy? Alright, let's get straight into the fun facts. So, there are brain benefits to working out. It can increase cognitive function, improve memory, and increase creativity. It sharpens your memory, which is super interesting. So, a lot of people think of people who work out as meatheads, and that's not entirely false. There are a lot of meatheads who work out, but there's a lot of smart people too. And working out can improve memory and learning abilities. And last, but certainly not least, it's a great way to reduce stress. But everybody knows, or no, sorry, nobody really knows about the brain benefits, but everybody knows about the muscle benefits. We're going to burn through these just like how working out burns calories. Muscle burns more calories. A pound of muscle burns 3 times more calories than a pound of fat. It improves your mood. You get better sleep. And who doesn't love to sleep? I'm going to take me a long, long nap when I get home. That's for sure. Gives you a stronger immune system. So, you know, that moment when you're sick, you can only breathe through one nostril, and your throat feels like the Sahara Desert. Well, you can avoid that a lot more consistently if you work out. You can also avoid a lot worse situations and diseases as well. There's a reduced risk of chronic diseases. Exercising can lower the risk of your heart disease, your chance for a stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. There was actually a study done by Harvard that showed that people who can do 41 push-ups in a row are like 98% likely not to develop heart diseases. So that's super helpful, not gonna lie. I personally don't want to have a heart attack. That is a terrible thing to go through. And I'm so sorry if you or a loved one has experienced that. But last but not least, of the physical benefits, you get improved skin health. Who doesn't like having some nice skin? That's what everybody looks at first when they're looking at you. Some people say it's the eyes, but let's be honest, it's hard not to notice the skin. Like, it's the whole surrounding thing of you. You can't really look at somebody without seeing a little bit of skin. Not in that way. You got a dirty mind, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm talking to you, the same Jimmy who was paying attention to his phone instead of the road. Get your act together, man. What are you doing? But yeah. And there's other fun facts. And then we're just gonna call it a day. We got 4 more. Music improves working out performance. Now, this one's a little bit of a no-brainer, because who doesn't love blasting some music in their ears, whether it be Metallica, whether it be Deftones when they go to the gym? And more muscle mass means calories burned at rest. So not only does going to the gym burn calories while you're at the gym, but when you get back and a few days later, when you gain a little bit of muscle, you're just going to be burning more calories when you do nothing, and that's a big plus. And you don't need intense workouts to see results. A lot of people think, oh man, I gotta go push myself till I fail. If you want to gain a super good amount of muscle, maybe. But if you just want that nice cardiovascular benefits, it's totally fine just to do some walking. go on a walk with friends, you know? Do some jump roping. Doesn't gotta be super intense. Anything where your heart is elevated for a certain extended period of time, so where it's beating faster than it normally does, you're gonna be reaping those benefits. And those are some nice benefits indeed. And I believe there's one more to go through. Oh, it helps you learn, yeah. We already kind of repetitive here. Repetitive list. But yeah, with that being said, we're going to be playing out into Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant. Since it was just me on the show for the most of it, the youth didn't want to play any of their favorite songs. So I got to pick all the music. So if you got a problem with that, hit me up, you know? Call me on the line. We'll beef together one-on-one respectfully and have a respectful conversation. And I'll respectfully explain to you why you're wrong. But with that being said, it's been a long day, and I hope you guys have a good one. We will be right back. We're not right back. We will be back Friday. Oh, it's been a long day, everybody. Have a good one.